When we hear the word net worth, the first thing that comes in our mind is the top, the wealthiest people in the world. You may start thinking about the net worth of Jeff Bezos, whose net worth is more than $200 billion. And if we talk about the wealthiest people in India, wealthiest person in India, it is Mukesh Ambani, the chairman of Reliance Industries, having a net worth of more than $85 billion. But while thinking about net worth, have you ever think about your own net worth? What is your own net worth and how can you calculate your net worth? Hey everyone, this is Anuj Vora, and in today's podcast I will be going to talk about how you can calculate your net worth and why calculating your net worth is beneficial for your personal finance as well. So without any further ado, let's get started. If we start understanding the meaning of net worth by the definition of net worth is assets minus liabilities. That means while calculating the net worth of an individual, what we have to do is the total value of assets minus the total value of liabilities. Now you may have a question regarding the differences between assets and liabilities. So the common thing that whatever you own is you can simply consider asset. But if you buy any particular thing, let's say a real estate property, by taking a loan, then the loan amount is your liabilities. The real estate property is your asset, but the loan which you have taken in order to buy that real estate property is your liability. So this is the simplest example by which you can understand the meaning between assets and liabilities. We genuinely never think about our net worth because no one has ever taught us regarding how to calculate net worth and why it is so important to calculate net worth. So the first advantage of calculating net worth is you get to know how proper your personal finance is. You can easily get to know that if you have so much liabilities, then your net worth will be less. Now if you have more assets, then simply your liabilities will be less and your net worth will be higher. So you should focus on acquiring more assets. So by simply calculating net worth, you realize that you should focus more on acquiring assets and you should not leverage other kind of loans like credit card loans, home loan, student loan, and there are so many things. In today's podcast, let us understand the meaning of net worth, and in this podcast we will discuss the meaning of net worth based on the US specific and India specific, so you can easily understand what you can consider in assets and what you can consider in liabilities and what can be your final net worth. So firstly, if we talk about the US individual, if you have money in savings account, checking account, certificate of deposit, 401k, 529k, Roth IRA, investment accounts, the value of your real estate properties, your own car, all these you can consider in assets. Now in this example, let me assume that the value of all these you have in the asset class is, let's say, $1 million. Now you have the assets of $1 million. Now if we talk about the liabilities, we can consider liabilities in home loan, car loan, credit card loan, student loan, personal loan, and many other loans if you have. Now let me assume that all these loans, you owe to the lender, the amount you owe to the lender is $200,000. Now, what will be your net worth? The answer is simple. $1 million minus $200,000, which is $1 million is your assets and $200,000 is your liabilities. So if we simply use math and calculate net worth, that means assets minus liabilities, your net worth, the individual of the United States, the net worth of that person will be $800,000. Here you should keep that in mind, that the value of car, real estate property is considered in assets. But if you owe whatever the money you owe to the lender, you have to consider that amount in liabilities. So you have to be really careful while calculating these kind of things. Now, if we talk about the India specific, firstly, let us discuss about assets. Savings account, fixed deposit, real estate properties, investment in mutual funds and stocks, PPF, which is public provident fund, PF, that is provident fund, NPS, which is national pension scheme, the value of your car, all these things we can consider as assets. Now, assuming that the total assets you have is worth 2 crore Indian rupees. Now, if you talk about liabilities, you have taken home loan, car loan, credit card loan, personal loan, and there are many kind of loans you have taken, and the value of the liabilities is 50 lakh. Now, your net worth will be your assets. You have the assets of 2 crore rupees and you have the liabilities of 50 lakh rupees, and your net worth will be 1.5 crore rupees. So this is how you can calculate net worth. And most people do not prefer to do this because they simply believe that they should not do it, because only wealthy individuals should calculate their net worth, not the middle class, lower middle class or higher middle class. It is only for the rich people, but that's not true. Each and every individual can calculate their own net worth, can focus on acquiring more assets, and in the longer period of time, the net worth can grow significantly. Now, the obvious question you may have, that why the people like Mark Zuckerberg, Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Mukesh Ambani, and there are so many billionaires who are extremely wealthy people. But the answer is simple. They own equity of a company. They own a business. They own a small little portion of that business, and when the business is growing rapidly, that means the share price and the value of his or her company will also increase, and that will eventually lead to the increment in his or her net worth. Was it complicated to understand? Okay, let me give you some example. World's second richest person right now, when I'm recording this podcast, as on 29th April 2021, the second richest person is Elon Musk, owning 20% of Tesla. That means he owns 20% of Tesla Motors. His net worth increases when the share price of Tesla increases. That's the simple logic. If you just see the history of Tesla share price, you will see tremendous growth, and that is why Elon Musk has become the second richest person in the world. He is rich because he owns a percentage in his company. If we talk about the Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, he owns nearly 10% of Amazon. Now, Amazon is a $1 trillion company. If just calculate 10%, the value of his net worth is more than $200 billion. And it is not the one company in which he has some stake. There are many other companies in which he had invested his money. So if you combine all such things, what you will see in the big number in billions of dollars is we can consider net worth. We can do the same thing for ourselves as well. If we talk about India, the net worth of Mukesh Ambani is more than $85 billion. Why? Because he owns nearly 45% stake in Reliance Industries. Now, Reliance Industries own so many businesses, and as the value of Reliance Industries goes, as the share price of Reliance Industries increases, Mukesh Ambani becomes wealthier. The ownership in a company you can simply consider as asset. The more asset you acquire in your life, the more wealthy you become, and you will have higher net worth. That is why I always say that focusing on acquiring more assets, use your money wisely, invest your money wisely, invest in equity asset classes or in real estate, whatever you prefer. Just keep acquiring more and more assets and try to eliminate liabilities. This is how you can simply increase your net worth. So this is what you need to understand about net worth, how you can create, how you can increase your net worth, and what are the things that you need to consider regarding calculating your net worth. So do share with others and let them know that how they can calculate their net worth as well. So I hope this podcast helped you. Thanks for listening. If you find this episode valuable and you would like to help support the podcast, feel free to share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating or review. To catch all the latest updates from me, you can follow me on Instagram at anujv21, that is anujv21. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.